At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP Astrology Case Study for Minas. Ascendant, Vishaka, Scorpio. Moon in Jeshta, Scorpio, first house. Minas has Vishaka rising in Scorpio, with the moon placed in Jeshta, also in the first house. This configuration indicates a personality that is intensely self-aware, emotionally charged, and strategically focused on purposeful growth and transformation. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter, brings a deep drive for achievement, clarity, and influence, while Scorpio gives depth, resilience, and an ability to perceive what lies beneath the surface. This is someone who doesn't simply observe life, he interrogates it, seeking meaning, control, and personal power through every experience. His presence is likely magnetic and penetrating, and while his energy may feel reserved or enigmatic, it often signals an inner world that is highly concentrated, emotionally intelligent, and morally intense. With the moon in Jeshta, also in Scorpio, Minas's inner emotional world is layered, private, and highly attuned to subtle shifts in power and truth. Jeshta adds complexity. It's a nakshatra associated with seniority, hidden knowledge, and deep emotional responsibility. This moon doesn't emote freely. It withholds, senses, and waits. His reactions are carefully timed, and he likely remembers what others forget, emotionally, psychologically, and energetically. From an NLP perspective, this placement emphasizes a kinesthetic and dissociative processing style. Minas often processes experience through a physical emotional lens, gut feeling, subtle reactions, but from a distance, like observing his own emotions and responses from a protective vantage point. Minas's attention direction is strongly self-oriented. His Scorpio ascendant and moon in the first house mean his decision-making is based on internal alignment, emotional security, and personal energetic boundaries. He may not verbalize his needs easily, but they govern how he moves through the world. He naturally resists outside interference in personal matters and is likely to evaluate situations through a lens of, does this make sense to me? Or does this resonate with my gut? Rather than consensus. His motivation direction leans away from, particularly in relation to emotional chaos, shallow dynamics, or misaligned authority. Both Scorpio and Jeshta reject pretense. Minas is wired to detect manipulation, deception, or superficiality quickly, and he will pull back, withdraw, or dismantle such interactions rather than engage them directly. Yet, this is not avoidance for its own sake. It's an instinct for self-preservation, refinement, and energetic truth. His action preference is reactive with deep emotional calculation. He is not impulsive. Instead, Minas watches, feels, and evaluates before acting. When he does engage, it is deliberate and often surgical, designed for impact, not display. The Scorpio-Moon combination suggests that his behavior may appear restrained, but his inner world is intensely engaged in assessing, predicting, and recalibrating. His operational style is likely procedural but personally defined. While he may follow systems, his internal compass, driven by Jeshta's seniority and Vishaka's vision, often creates his own logic and ethical code. He does not simply follow rules, he analyzes them, extracts what is useful, and adapts them to his own framework. This internal rulebook governs his emotional boundaries, relational ethics, and sense of personal progress. Altogether, Minas's Vishaka ascendant with Moon in Jeshta gives him a deeply strategic, emotionally discerning, and fiercely independent internal psyche. His NLP profile in the first house reveals a person who feels first, watches closely, and acts only when timing and purpose align. He is wired not for surface life, but for depth, clarity, and meaningful self-sovereignty, quietly holding the center of his own universe while seeing through everyone else's. Second house, Venus in Purvashada, Sagittarius. Venus's second house, the domain of speech, personal values, foundational self-worth, and relationship with stability and resources, contains Venus in Purvashada, placed in Sagittarius. This placement brings a value system that is idealistic, discerning, and aesthetically aligned with truth, refinement, and inner victory. Venus governs taste, preferences, and emotional evaluation. In Sagittarius, it expresses through principled expansion and philosophical clarity. The influence of Purvashada, ruled by Venus and associated with invincibility and purification through emotional truth, gives Minas a core value orientation that is elevated, resilient, and non-negotiable when it comes to honesty, dignity, and emotional integrity. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a visual, symbolic, and auditory digital processing style when it comes to speech and values. Minas likely processes information and determines value through symbolic resonance, metaphor, and personal meaning, rather than through superficial logic or emotional persuasion. Venus in Sagittarius doesn't just like things, it believes in them, and this extends to how he speaks, spends, and evaluates others. His communication is likely elegant but pointed, selective in tone, with a rhythm that reflects internal moral calibration. His frame of reference in this house is deeply internal. Venus here makes Minas emotionally self-contained when it comes to what he values. He knows what is worth his time, energy, and voice, and what isn't. And this discernment likely developed early. He may hold a quiet but powerful standard of integrity in speech and in relationships, and rarely compromises his sense of aesthetic or emotional truth. He's less likely to ask, "What should I value?" and more likely to ask, "Does this feel aligned with what I already know is right?" His motivation direction is towards, but with ethical selectivity. Venus in Purvashada seeks emotional clarity and refinement, not comfort or indulgence. Minas is drawn toward that which is clean, meaningful, elegant, and enduring, and instinctively moves away from the flashy, manipulative, or emotionally incoherent. This is a placement of inner beauty seeking outer resonance, and he's likely driven by a need to see his personal value system reflected in how he lives and communicates. His action preference in the second house is reactive with moments of graceful assertion. He is unlikely to speak out impulsively, but when he does, his words carry both emotional clarity and aesthetic precision. There's a dignified tone to his voice, literal and metaphorical, and his communication is often laced with principles, teachings, or subtle emotional direction. He doesn't need volume, he needs truth. His operational style around values, speech, and resources is refined and options aware. Sagittarius offers perspective. Purvashada offers selection. Minas likely evaluates choices not only for usefulness, but also for truthfulness and alignment with long-term meaning. Whether managing relationships, money, or self-expression, he instinctively filters out what lacks resonance, favoring those things that allow him to feel both free and refined. Altogether, Venus in Purvashada in the second house gives Minas a principled, elevated, and emotionally intelligent value structure. His NLP drives here reflect someone who communicates and chooses not for appearance, but for inner alignment, symbolic clarity, and subtle but exacting truth. His words are an extension of his values, and his values are the quiet architecture of his emotional sovereignty, built not to please, but to purify and protect what is real. Third house, Sun and Mercury in Shravan Capricorn, Minas's third house, which governs communication, self-directed learning, mental processing, skill development, and the style of deliberate action, contains both the Sun and Mercury in Shravana, placed in Capricorn. This configuration blends clarity of thought, structured expression, and a deep listening-oriented intelligence. Capricorn brings focus, pragmatism, and restraint to mental activity, while Shravana, ruled by the moon, introduces themes of inner listening, transmission of knowledge, and moral discernment. With Mercury, planet of language and learning, and the Sun, planet of conscious identity and will, together in this nakshatra, Minas's communication style is shaped by a profound need to understand before speaking, to listen before declaring. From an NLP perspective, this placement produces a strong auditory digital and auditory tonal processing profile. Minas likely learns and decides through structured internal dialogue, filtered through moral resonance and pattern recognition. Shravana's signature is careful attention to tone, meaning, and truth. This means Minas likely hears what others miss and may internally replay conversations to check them for coherence, ethics, or inconsistency. His speech is likely measured, respectful, and heavy with layered intention. Not performative, but purposeful. His action style in the third house is reactive with delayed proactivity. Capricorn slows reaction and Shravana refines it. Minas likely does not jump into conversation or argument, but once he speaks, he does so with gravity and timing. Mercury gives articulation. The sun adds presence. In tandem, they make him a communicator who may be quiet at first, but who delivers ideas with precise authority once clarity has crystallized. His motivation direction is a steady towards, guided by internal alignment with truth and function. He's not interested in communicating for the sake of noise, only when it contributes to clarity, order, or legacy. He is likely drawn toward learning that is practical, ethically grounded, and enduring, not novelty-driven or overly emotional. With Mercury and the Sun in Shravana, his curiosity is tempered by purpose and responsibility. What he learns or says must serve something real. Minas's frame of reference here is strongly internal, shaped by reflection, repetition, and symbolic structure. He does not repeat what he hears unless it has passed his internal audit of usefulness, truth, and tone. His style of self-initiated learning is meticulous and likely non-linear. He may circle a topic many times before forming a stance, but once it's formed, it becomes a stable pillar of knowledge or belief. His operational style is distinctly procedural, with a subtle options awareness beneath it. Capricorn prefers defined systems, and Shravana ensures he absorbs by listening, discerning, and transmitting. Whether writing, speaking, or teaching, Minas processes best when allowed to follow structured rhythms, returning to refine over time. His skill development is less about speed and more about depth and longevity. What he learns, he masters over time and uses with great care. Altogether, Sun and Mercury in Shravana in the third house give Minas a mind that is quietly exacting, deeply observant, and oriented toward meaningful communication. His NLP drives in this domain reflect a person who learns, speaks, and acts through careful listening, moral filtering, and steady cognitive refinement. He doesn't speak often, but when he does, his words carry weight, wisdom, and the unmistakable tone of someone who has truly heard before answering. Fifth house, Rahu and Uttarabhadrapada Pisces. Minas's fifth house, the domain of memory, creativity, learning style, emotional expression, and how one transmits knowledge or personal insight, contains Rahu in Uttarabhadrapada placed in Pisces. This is a karmically potent and psychologically complex placement, suggesting that his relationship with knowledge, emotion, and expression is driven by a deep inner hunger for meaning, mystical coherence, and emotional transcendence. The fifth house naturally rules intelligence and romantic or personal creativity, and Rahu, the North Node, brings intensity, drive, and a desire to master or evolve beyond inherited patterns. In Pisces, this desire is filtered through imagination, dissolution, subtle perception, and spiritual yearning. Uttarabhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, adds stillness, depth, and emotional discipline, making Minas's intelligence field not just vast, but ancient, quiet, and heavy with symbolic understanding. From an NLP standpoint, this placement produces a highly visual, symbolic, and dissociative processing style. Minas likely processes ideas and experiences through images, metaphors, energetic tones, and layered inner symbols, often understanding things before they can be put into words. The Rahu influence intensifies his craving to make the intangible real, while Uttarabhadrapada filters it through Saturnian refinement. Not everything that can be imagined should be expressed. This makes his creativity inward, precise, and emotionally impactful without being emotionally loud. His motivation direction in the fifth house is clearly towards, but spiritually coded. He is driven to explore emotional depth, internal language, and mystical or intellectual forms that move or restructure others, but only if they ring true. Rahu in Pisces wants something more, something beyond logic or conventional success. This can manifest as a quiet drive to perfect emotional communication, soulful teaching, or healing forms of creative output. Minas's frame of reference here is entirely internal, often guided by intuition, emotional resonance, and karmic knowing rather than external validation. He may distrust surface praise or formulaic creativity, preferring to rework ideas in private until they hold symbolic and emotional integrity. His intelligence doesn't need to be visible, but when it is shared, it tends to carry emotional gravity and soul-level precision. His action style in this house is reactive with high psychic sensitivity. Pisces delays, absorbs, and then subtly redirects. With Rahu here, Minas may test or stretch emotional and creative boundaries in order to feel where true meaning begins. His learning style is experiential and nonlinear. He may not study traditionally, but he remembers.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And integrates through symbolic, dreamlike, or emotionally charged experiences. His creative and cognitive preference in this house leans towards solo or energetically clean proximity. He likely doesn't perform for groups unless the emotional atmosphere is clean and purposeful. Even in partnership, his creative process demands privacy, quiet depth, and time to distill. He may be drawn to writing, sound, or symbolic systems, forms that allow for emotional resonance, layering, and unspoken transmission. Altogether, Rahu in Uttarabhadrapada in the fifth house gives Minas a style of intelligence and expression that is symbolic, subtle, karmically complex, and psychically attuned. His NLP drives here suggest someone who is not interested in entertaining, but in transmitting truth across layers, from soul to system, from dream to design. He learns through silence, creates through stillness, and expresses only when the emotional waveform of what he carries is complete enough to land in others, undistorted. Sixth house, Mars in Bharani, Aries. Minas's sixth house, governing work habits, service style, conflict navigation, health, and daily systems, contains Mars in Bharani, placed in Aries. This is an exceptionally potent placement, as Mars rules both Aries and the sixth house, giving it full directional strength. In Bharani, a Venus-ruled nakshatra associated with ethical reckoning, inner pressure, and transformative endurance, Mars becomes not just forceful, but morally loaded and emotionally intense. This placement gives Minas a work style that is fiercely independent, ethically urgent, and rhythmically confrontational. Someone who is designed to cut through dysfunction, act under pressure, and transmute stress into precision and execution. From an NLP perspective, Mars in Bharani supports a kinesthetic and auditory tonal processing style. Minas likely feels his way into action, reading his body's signals, pressure rhythms, and sensory tension to determine timing. He may have a strong internal go signal. Once activated, he moves directly, often with impressive intensity and clean, sharp effort. Bharani's Venusian influence adds a layer of internal refinement. His actions aren't reckless. They are measured, rhythmic, and often aligned with personal justice or emotional necessity. His motivation direction here is strongly away from, especially in response to inefficiency, emotional manipulation, or moral compromise in work and service. Mars in the sixth is built for problem solving through direct engagement, and in Aries, he doesn't hesitate to confront, but Bharani internalizes the impact. Minas doesn't just act to solve, he acts to purify, to realign the situation with something emotionally and ethically truer. This gives him a natural discomfort in emotionally messy or passive-aggressive work environments. His frame of reference in daily rhythm, service, and conflict is internal, guided by instinct and ethical clarity. He doesn't need a supervisor to tell him what's right. He has a body-based compass, reinforced by emotional experience. He likely performs best when he can act without interference, trusting his own rhythm and judgment. In conflict, he may not yell, but he cuts precisely, often confronting what others avoid. His action style is intensely proactive, but not always externally visible. Mars in Barani can operate with surgical silence, acting efficiently behind the scenes to remove problems without broadcasting the effort. He may act quickly, but rarely without internal readiness. Once he senses that something must shift, he doesn't hesitate. His action is direct, cleansing, and often transformative. His work preference is towards solo operation or clean proximity, especially in roles that require endurance, decision-making under pressure, or energetic recalibration. He's not built for aimless collaboration or bureaucracy. He works best when allowed to lead through doing, particularly in environments where emotional, ethical, or physical cleanup is needed. He likely avoids drama, but when drawn in, he often ends it definitively. Altogether, Mars in Barani in the sixth house gives Minas a service orientation that is intense, ethical, kinesthetic, and rhythmically aligned with internal truth. His NLP drives here reveal a person who confronts misalignment not with noise, but with action sharpened by moral clarity and physical instinct. He doesn't serve passively. He serves by cutting through distortion, enduring pressure, and restoring energetic integrity wherever he works, moves. Ninth house, Saturn in Pushya, Cancer. Minas's ninth house, governing higher knowledge, long-range philosophy, personal ethics, and internal guidance, contains Saturn in Pushya, placed in Cancer. This is a profoundly internalized and morally anchored placement, blending Saturn's discipline and maturity with Pushya's nurturing devotion and structural loyalty. While Cancer is emotional, Saturn here regulates feeling through restraint, responsibility, and reflective containment. Pushya, ruled by Saturn itself, enhances this with a sense of protective guardianship over truth, tradition, and emotional clarity. Minas's worldview is thus shaped not by lofty abstraction, but by quiet emotional discernment, inherited wisdom, and self-developed moral code. From an NLP perspective, this creates a dominant auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style in how Minas approaches meaning, belief, and direction. He likely processes philosophical ideas slowly through emotional and body-based filtering and tests them over time for durability. Pushya is not interested in flash or fashion. It seeks what can be trusted, what holds, what nourishes without distortion. Saturn here means he may appear slow to form beliefs or express convictions, but when he does, they are deeply internalized, structured, and felt. His motivation direction in the ninth house is a steady and deliberate towards, guided by emotional coherence and ethical legacy. Saturn in Pushya moves towards structures of belief that heal, protect, or restore order. Not belief for performance or novelty, but for emotional and spiritual anchoring. Minas is likely drawn to disciplined philosophical or spiritual frameworks where emotional responsibility and moral clarity matter, and may feel repelled by systems that are overly sentimental, inconsistent, or ungrounded. His frame of reference in belief and guidance is profoundly internal, with deep roots in felt truth, emotional memory, and ancestral continuity. He may trust internal emotional resonance over abstract logic, yet always subjects his beliefs to rigorous internal testing. Saturn's presence gives a long memory, a tendency to revisit lessons over years. With Pushya, those lessons often involve protective duty, emotional maturity, and ethical self-leadership. Minas's action style in philosophical or teaching roles is reactive with slow build stability. He may resist early action or quick judgment when it comes to values or belief systems. Instead, he waits, tracks, and consolidates, forming durable insights that carry moral weight. He may serve as a quiet guide or stabilizing presence for others, offering belief or support only when earned through time and trust. His learning and teaching preference in this house leans toward structured solitude or emotionally intelligent proximity. He may avoid noisy spiritual environments or performative ideology, preferring disciplined self-study, emotional lineage, or relationally responsible teaching spaces. He could be drawn to traditions that emphasize inner responsibility, caretaking wisdom, or sacred emotional architecture, especially those passed down with reverence. Altogether, Saturn in Pushya in the ninth house gives Minas a mature, emotionally structured, and legacy-conscious philosophical system. His NLP drives here suggests someone who builds belief and meaning through emotional discernment, ethical testing, and protective stillness. He is not swayed by trends or surface charisma. He follows an internal rhythm of moral guardianship, slowly and steadily shaping a worldview that is as rooted as it is refined. 11th house, Ketu and Hasta Virgo. Minas's 11th house, the domain of long-term goals, social circles, networks, and contribution to collective systems, contains Ketu and Hasta, placed in Virgo. This placement brings a deep sense of detachment, refinement, and quiet service within group dynamics, with a strong instinct to withdraw from performative or ego-based participation. Ketu in the 11th signals a karmic disinterest in social validation or conventional success through community. Instead, there's an emphasis on precision, craft, and private contribution, especially when filtered through Hasta, the nakshatra of skilled hands, ritual rhythm, and intentional embodiment. In Virgo, this detachment becomes expressed as refined discernment, systems correction, and energetic boundaries in collective space. From an NLP standpoint, Ketu and Hasta suggests a processing style that is kinesthetic, dissociative, and visual symbolic, particularly in group or mission-oriented contexts. Minas likely processes collective dynamics through subtle energetic sensing, pattern recognition, and behavioral detail, rather than overt analysis or emotional engagement. He may often feel like an outsider or silent observer in group settings, noticing inefficiencies or moral misalignments without needing to speak them aloud, unless precision requires it. His contribution is not performative, it's corrective, behind the scenes, and structured. His motivation direction in the 11th house is largely away from, especially regarding social noise, hierarchy, or superficial affiliation. Ketu strips away the desire to be seen or applauded. He's more likely to disengage from groups that feel energetically messy, emotionally needy, or lacking in principle. But when he senses that his involvement can bring refinement or subtle calibration to a system, he may re-enter quietly, contribute precisely, and exit without attachment. His frame of reference in social and systemic contribution is firmly internal, shaped by instinct, energetic logic, and karmic memory. He doesn't follow others or seek community for identity. If he participates, it's because something in the system feels alignable, improvable, or worthy of quiet craftsmanship. He may operate best on the margins of a group, not its center, where he can observe, adjust, and repair with minimal social interference. His action style in the 11th is subtly proactive, but not socially obvious. Ketu here tends to act through removal, quiet correction, or skillful shaping, rather than group leadership or vocal initiative. Minas may influence the collective without ever visibly stepping into authority. With Hasta's lunar embodied intelligence, he likely works through touch, design, process, and timing, not through charisma or platform. His work preference in this house leans strongly towards solo contribution or low noise proximity within structured, cleanly defined systems. He may avoid team-based chaos or emotionally fused collaboration, but thrive when allowed to operate as a silent technician, ethical corrector, or quiet fixer. He's not interested in group identity. He's interested in structural and ethical precision, even within shared visions. Altogether, Ketu and Hasta in the 11th house gives Minas a detached, skillful, and system-refining role within the collective field. His NLP drives in this realm reflect someone who is not here to belong, but to quietly recalibrate, remove distortion, and elevate the rhythm of shared structures through skilled presence. He contributes best when unseen, when refinement is needed, and when his energetic clarity can shape the group from its quietest edge. 12th house, Jupiter in Vishaka Libra. Minas's 12th house, the domain of solitude, subconscious processing, spiritual longing, inner vision, and dissolution of identity, contains Jupiter in Vishaka, placed in Libra. This placement indicates a deeply principled, visionary, and internally ethical philosophical psyche, shaped not in public discourse, but in private reflection and unseen commitment. Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and expansion, operates with quiet power in the 12th. It guides through dreams, silence, and long arcs of growth. And in Vishaka, a nakshatra ruled by Jupiter itself, that guidance becomes goal-driven, morally exacting, and spiritually focused on inner truth. In Libra, Jupiter seeks balance, not just in relationships, but in the inner justice system that governs conscience, refinement, and interpersonal karma. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a visual, symbolic, and auditory digital processing style in how Minas handles internal growth, intuitive knowledge, and private meaning-making. He likely filters spiritual and philosophical ideas through internal narratives of justice, progression, and alignment. Vishakha gives him a directional inner compass, while Libra ensures that harmony, fairness, and calibration are non-negotiable. He may explore spiritual or psychological material that others find difficult to hold, not through mysticism, but through patterned insight and moral discernment. His motivation direction in the 12th house is primarily towards, but deeply inward and principle-oriented. He seeks solitude or inner work, not for escape, but to refine alignment between belief and behavior, ethics and energy. Jupiter in Vishakha is driven toward achievement, but in the 12th, that achievement is often non-material, measured in insight, inner mastery, and ethical self-sufficiency. Minas is likely drawn to spiritual frameworks, psychological disciplines, or contemplative practices that allow for long-term unfolding of truth through silence and discernment. His frame of reference is strongly internal, particularly in spiritual, philosophical, or moral realms. Jupiter here works best in solitude. It needs space to observe, test, and align. Vishakha adds an internal metric of, is this true? That governs how he absorbs and filters wisdom. He may not align with spiritual teachings unless they resonate symbolically and hold under personal scrutiny. This gives him a private but exceptionally coherent ethical code, often invisible to others, but governing everything he does. His action style in 12th house matters is reactive with long-range strategic pacing. Jupiter doesn't rush, and in Vishakha, it waits until direction is clear. In the 12th house, this means Minas may withdraw, reflect, and restructure before making internal or spiritual decisions. When he acts, it is measured, aligned, and powerfully silent, part of a broader pattern of unseen refinement or karmic closure. His work and spiritual preference is clearly solo, contemplative, or within quiet, high-integrity structures. He is unlikely to be drawn to loud spiritual groups, but may thrive in ethical teachings, mentorship, symbolic systems, or hidden service roles, where internal clarity and external neutrality are essential. Jupiter in Libra wants balance. Vishakha wants purpose. He does best where those two can coexist quietly. Altogether, Jupiter in Vishakha in the 12th house gives Minas a spiritual and philosophical drive that is principled, visionary, and anchored in internal justice. His NLP drives here reflect someone who grows and learns through symbolic resonance, ethical solitude, and patient discernment, not performance or ritual. He is here not to escape the world, but to refine his truth in silence. And when the truth is clean, to let it shape him from within without ever needing to be seen. Overall, NLP drives for me. Minas's NLP profile reflects a deeply internalized, ethically aligned, emotionally disciplined, and symbolically refined psyche. His chart reveals strong patterns of internal referencing, kinesthetic and auditory digital processing, reactive timing with strategic bursts of clarity, and a consistent drive to withdraw from surface noise to engage with structure, meaning, and inner coherence. Whether engaging with others, working, learning, or creating, Minas moves from a place of internal calibration, psychological depth, and karmic knowing, often bypassing conventional routes in favor of precision, restraint, and silent mastery. His dominant processing styles are kinesthetic, auditory digital, and visual symbolic. The Moon in Jyeshta and Mars in Bharani offer body-based, rhythmic responses to emotion and effort. Mercury and Sun in Shravana bring careful internal dialogue and structural cognition. Rahu in Uttara Vajrapada and Jupiter in Vishakha reflect symbolic learning through archetype, direction, and moral patterning. Minas doesn't learn from volume or repetition. He learns through emotional resonance, intuitive sorting, and systemic reflection. He remembers through impact, teaches through presence, and builds knowledge through karmic filtration. His motivation direction blends away from in interpersonal and group dynamics and towards in systems, refinement, and truth-seeking. Ketu in the 11th and Moon in the 1st reject social posturing and emotional enmeshment, while Saturn in the 9th Mars in the sixth, and Rahu in the fifth, seek to restore internal order and refine personal clarity. He withdraws from noise, false belonging, and ego-based dynamics while quietly moving towards systems that can be healed, truths that can be tracked, and values that can be lived with precision. Minas's frame of reference is almost exclusively internal, with Mercury and Sun in the third, Ketu in the 11th, Saturn in the 9th, and Moon in the 1st, his decisions, speech, and learning are self-referenced. He does not rely on external approval or feedback to act. He is governed by an inner ethic, a quiet moral authority, and a finely tuned sensory compass. He checks inward before speaking, steps back before reacting, and calibrates direction based on what is clean, what is complete, and what serves alignment. His chunking style leans specific to general, especially in emotional, intellectual, and spiritual domains. He collects nuanced experiences, emotional tones, and conceptual fragments, and over time, distills them into internally crafted frameworks. This is particularly evident in his Jupiter in Vishaka and Rahu in Uttara Bhadrapada placements, which drive him to seek wholeness through internal patterning, not imposed structure. He doesn't leap to generalizations. He builds them silently, then lives them. His action style is largely reactive with decisive execution. Mars in Bharani and Saturn in Pushya show a rhythm of restraint, tension, and timed correction. He may wait, endure, and observe for long periods, but when he moves, it is surgical, emotionally loaded, and unambiguous. There is very little excess in how he acts. Every move is intentional, ethically anchored, and minimally invasive, but maximally effective. His ideal work and learning environments are solo or contained proximity, where energetic boundaries are respected, and he is free to work within his own internal system. He does not thrive in chaotic collaboration or emotionally diffuse settings. Instead, he contributes most fully where he can refine, restore, and perfect systems behind the scenes, especially when the purpose is clean, the method is quiet, and the result is lasting. His communication, service, and creativity operate best when the tone is grounded, the timing is clean, and the space honors rhythm over reaction. In essence, Minas's NLP system reflects a person whose power lies in precision, emotional sovereignty, and silent transformational presence. He is here not to be loud, but to purify, protect, and refine the systems, relationships, and truths he engages with. His intelligence is not in his volume. It's in his discernment, containment, and the way he lets silence do the heavy lifting.